I invite you to the pharmacy's laboratory. To keep everything at hand and avoid searching for necessities, special cabinets with a huge number of signed drawers and shelves were used. They were also filled with bottles containing very unusual household contents. After all, medicines were prepared from everything, as they say, that crawls and flies. For example, natural calcium, which dissolves and is absorbed easily by the body, was obtained from seashells. It's difficult to imagine a pharmacy of that time without alcohol tinctures from amphibians. In the cabinets and on the shelves, you can see alcohol-preserved specimens of fauna, crabs, snakes, grass snakes, and other creatures, from whose internal organs apothecaries created unique medicines. Seahorses, lizards, as well as a variety of insects. All of this could become an ingredient in a medical preparation. Even fly larvae were used to treat purulent wounds. Such was the medicine of those times. A completely indispensable item in the laboratory is a large and tall table. After all, medicines were prepared only while standing, so as not to get distracted or relax, as the work required a very high concentration of attention and unusual strength. This was one of the reasons why only men worked in pharmacies previously. Women, for a long time, were generally forbidden from receiving pharmaceutical education. Training usually took place individually and on site. An apothecary worked, and he had assistants, young gazelles, who performed auxiliary work and gradually learned the apothecary's craft. Approach this antique cabinet, and you'll see a huge dried lobster above it. In those distant times, such an exhibit was not just a decoration, but a kind of emblem of the pharmacy, symbolizing the monopoly, the control and power of the Bunge dynasty in the field of pharmaceutics. Of extraordinary interest is our collected assortment of apothecary utensils, mills for grinding raw materials, special nutcrackers, and devices for crimping cork stoppers for pharmaceutical containers. Medicines were of natural origin, consisting of 80% plants, 7% chemicals, and the rest organic substances. Medicinal preparations were made by crushing, grinding, mixing, triturating to a powder state, infusing, decocting with water, wine, vinegar, and melting over fire. Don't miss the collection of apothecary tools, ceramic, cast iron, wooden mortars, and vessels of various sizes. With their help, powders, balms, elixirs, ointments, and suspensions were created, which were undoubtedly considered miraculous remedies of their era. Medicines were indeed an expensive pleasure, as, incidentally, were other products of old pharmacies: confectionery, varnishes, paints, ink, cosmetics, perfumes, hygiene items. For a certain period, it was fashionable to carry medicinal preparations. It was fashionable to look sickly, to faint just to openly take pills from expensive jewel-encrusted boxes, thus demonstrating one's wealth, status, and prestige. Despite this, the pharmacy had products not only for the rich, but also for the poor. Accordingly, the composition and quality of the products varied. For example, soap for ordinary people was made from dog fat, and for the nobility, from olive or palm oil. In our collection, there are very interesting examples of ancient medicines. For example, ampules over 100 years old, a collection of scales, stethoscopes, stained glasses with coats of arms, the first hairdryer, and a microscope. Another unusual exhibit is the tablet machine. Making tablets was a rather complex and painstaking process. They were prepared under pressure. If the proportions were inaccurate, they could crumble. However, the highest rank of an apothecary's skill was precisely the ability to prepare pills. The binding substance, which was added to the medicinal mass so that the future pill remained whole, could not be weighed. It was simply added by eye. Thus, the necessary tiny amount had to be simply felt. The finished medicines were given to the buyer with a small paper copy of the prescription attached, a signature. It duplicated the composition of the medicine, depicted the pharmacy's coat of arms, and the surname of its owner. A collection of special signatures is presented in the display case of the adjacent hall. This was the former premises of the pharmacy's receptor department.